Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yod, and in the Oizvah Shur Sadavas on Yud Gimel Omid Beis, and in the Artscroll Shur Sadavas on Yud Dalad Omid Beis, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarah Bas Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. So this Mishnah brings up yet another machlaikas between Beishan and Beis Hillel regarding something that's allowed to or not allowed to be done on Yom Tif, and here we're going to be discussing Bayrer. Now, usually Bayrer is translated as selecting, and in general, this is done when you take out the bad from the good, or in Lashon the Mishnah and Gemara, Psylus Mitaicha Eichel, and now we're going to see this in regards to Yom Tif. So Mishnah tells us, Habar Kitnis Biyamtif, if someone's doing Bayrer on Kitnis, beans or legumes on Yamtif, he's trying to take out all the stems and chaff and whatever's there in the beans that he doesn't want. So Mishami says, Bayrer Eichel Ve Eichel. That's Bayrer Girsa. He chooses just the food and then he has to eat it right away. In other words, he's not allowed to take Psylus from Eichel. He has to take the Eichel from the Psylus and he also has to eat it right away. He can't save it for later. Whereas Basil says, Bayrer Kedarkoi, he can do Bayrer like regular, meaning he can take Psylus from Eichel and he can do that Bechekoi in his lap, Ube Tamchoi, or platter of sorts, not in like a big board, not with a sieve or sifter. That's because even though Bayrer is permitted 100% according to Beis Hillel, if he does with one of these things, tavla enough or kvara, it looks like he's trying to do large quantities and that's going to be for after Yom Tif, and of course that's not okay. So therefore he has to do it in a way that it's obvious he's just doing it in small quantities. Rambam Gamliel says, af midiach v'shayla, he could even do this, and this is basically putting them in a bucket or a bowl or cup of sorts, pouring water onto them, and then all the chaff and psylus floats to the top and he could pour that off, and that's a permitted way to do it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah asks as follows, also came b'Shabbes al de Shammai, Maushe Echayev. If a person did bar like this on Shabbos, according to b'Shammai, meaning the way that b'Shammai said, he's allowed to do this on Yom Tif, if he does that on Shabbos, is he going to be chayev achatos for that? So Rabbi Yosef told him, v'lam alai, why would he not be chayev? Ilu also came b'Shabbes al de Beis Hillel, Shem Einu Echayev. If he did bar the way Beis Hillel says he's allowed to do on Yom Tif, and he did that on Shabbos, would he not be chayev? Of course he's chayev. That's 100% bar. So b'halcha chayev here as well, according to b'Shammai, if he did that type of bayer on Shabbos, he should be chayiv. However, Rav Mana says, Yos Amar Rav Yoina Abba, my father Rav Yoina actually asked a good question. Loy Asya El Al Beis Shammai. This is only a question in Shitas Beis Shammai. Why is that? Meaning, what's the question? Because Lama, what's the reason why this is allowed to be done on Yom Tif? Hoter Mechal Bir Be Yom Tif, Yodan Omer Alfa on top. Loy Hoter Mechal Bir Be Shabbos. How do we look at the heter to do this on Yom Tif? According to Beis Hillel, it's obvious that 100% bayer is permitted to be done on Yom Tif because it's Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, and therefore, if he does such bayer on Shabbos, he's going to be 100% chayiv because this is just regular bayer. The question is, what about Beis Shammai? Does Beis Shammai hold similar to Beis Hillel? Bayer actually is permitted on Yom Tif. It's just that we have to do with as big as a shinoi as possible, and therefore, if he would do this type of bayer on Shabbos, he would be chayiv, even though he's doing it with a shinoi. Or maybe Beis Shammai holds that bayer is not permitted on Yom Tif at all whatsoever, and therefore, the only way it's permitted to do some sort of bayer is taking eichel from psylus, but that's not considered bayer at all, and therefore, if you do so on Shabbos, he wouldn't be chayev. And we don't have an answer to this. The Gemara continues discussing Bayer. Bar Eichlin Mitoich Eichlim. Let's say he did Bayer of food from food. Let's say he has two different nuts. He's got some walnuts and almonds mixed up with each other. That's all Eichel. It's all considered food. And he just decided to take the almonds and leave the walnuts. What's the din over here? So Chizkiah Amar Chayev. Rabbi Yechon Amar Pater. Chizkiah says he's chayev. Rabbi Yechon says he's pater. Says the Gemara Masin Sepligal Chizkiah. The following Bryce is not like Chizkiah. Because what does the Bryce tell us? Bayer of Eichel. A person could do Bayer and eat. And Bayer Meniach Al Shulchan. A person could do Bayer and leave on the table. And the Havamina right now is that when he's leaving on the table, that means he's leaving it la'achar zman, for after some time. He's not using it for right now. And nonetheless, the Braisa tells us that it's beseder, whereas Chizkiah says that he'd be chayiv. So this is obviously not like Chizkiah. However, Rabban Bar Chiya says, B'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, that Tifter, we could explain what's the Braisa referring to. B'shahayu archim eichon rishayin rishayna, is actually referring to where the guests are eating as he's putting it down on the table. So in the second part of the Braisa says, Bayer Meneach al Shulchan, that means he's selecting not to eat for himself, but he's putting it on the table, and then the guests are eating the almonds. That was our example. So it's actually being eaten right away. So that's why it's not a problem. As opposed to if he does bayer for the future, of course he'd be chayiv. The Gemara is discussing Vatani, we have Braisa, Ubavat Shalo Yavar is called Isa Min, as long as he doesn't select the entire min, that entire type that he wants, and him also came b'Shabbes chayiv. If he did so on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Now, according to Chizkiah, this is all good. Why? Shekin habar kedarka b'Shabbes chayiv. Because if a person does bayer like regular on Shabbos, is intending to keep it la'achar zman for after some time, and he's not going to be using it now, so he's chayiv. And that's what the Brice is telling us. But all that to Rabbi Yochanan. But what about according to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says that this is okay, but the Brice says that it's not okay. So it seems to be Brice's steer on Rabbi Yochanan. Answers the Gemara. All that to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, how do we understand this? Shekin habar kedarka b'makam acher chayiv. Since we know that if a person does bayer in a different manner, he would be chayiv. Namely, if he does the psoiles from the eichel, he'd be chayiv. Therefore, even in regards to eichel from eichel, he should be careful and should not do it, and that's all the Brice is telling us. In other words, the Brice is saying, don't select that entire min, and the reason why not is because if he does do so on Shabbos, and he's taking psilis from Eichel, he'd be chayiv. Therefore, lechatchila, one shouldn't even take Eichel from Eichel if he's taking all of the min that he wants. The Gemara continues discussing the Sadaita Cheskia, according to Cheskia, that Eichel from Eichel is a problem, so you dial on based on top, afilu igulin mitach igulin, even cakes from cakes. This is referring to igule devela, fig cakes, which was a standard thing they used to have back in the day. They would take a bunch of figs and press them into a cake form. So if he has a whole bunch of igulin, big ones and small ones, according to Cheskia, it's mashma there'd be a problem taking the ones that he wants from the ones that he doesn't, even though it's all Eichel, and even though it's all the same min. And afilu remind him, regard remind him, even pomegranates from other pomegranates would also be a problem. It says the Gemara Kani, if that's so, afilu b'nei nosh min goy b'nei nosh, even people from other people, meaning if there's a whole crowd of people and he singles out one person and calls him over to himself, that should technically be a problem in Cheskia, because that's like Eichel from Eichel, and he should be chai for that. And that's obviously a big chedesh, and this is really just a question, how do we understand Shitas Cheskia? And we don't have an answer. The Gemara continues though, my kedayin, what's a halacha? Do we pass on Cheskia like Rabbi Yochanan? And even though we don't have a clarity on this, the main purpose of the Gemara bringing this is for the following, that kol amamaydai, everyone does agree, lehid am Rav Imi, to the following memra from Rav Imi, namely, Rav Imi havalei orchin, Rav Imi had guests, ape kumehain, he brought out in front of them, termusin upsilaya, termusin is some sort of beans, and psilaya means the psiles, the chaff and the whatnot that's usually not eaten, so he brought out the whole thing for them, and amrlein, he told them, yavun daitchoin, you should have in mind, the atun michal kernsaya besaifa, that you're going to eat the psiles at the end. And the reason why this is permitted, even according to Cheskia, is because the whole isser the Cheskia has of being bayer eichel from eichel is referring to where he doesn't want to eat the other eichel. In our example of almonds and walnuts, he only wants to eat the almonds now and doesn't want to eat the walnuts at all. As opposed to in this situation, Rav Imi is telling them, you should have in mind that you're going to eat the psilis at the end, and therefore it's not like Cheskia's eichel from eichel. He's going to be eating the whole thing anyway. He just decides that he wants to eat the main part now, and he's going to eat the other part afterwards when he finishes the main part. But the bottom line is, everything's going to be eaten in this suda, in this sitting, so it's permitted even according to Cheskia. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.